Eli Lilly just announced a new oral drug for obesity and diabetes that beat the market leader in head-to-head trials. At the same time, AstraZeneca's blockbuster hopeful for a serious heart condition completely failed its final phase 3 study. It's a week of massive wins and stunning losses.
That's the high-stakes reality of the biopharma industry, Susie. The difference between a multi-billion dollar success and a complete write-off can hinge on a single data point. It underscores how critical the right technology and strategy are.
Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking three major currents. First, the escalating oral drug war in the $100 billion obesity market, where American giants are now facing serious competition from China.
Then, we'll look at the AI arms race and drug discovery. We're talking about billions in new funding, and AI that can now generate viable genomes from scratch. It's moving faster than anyone predicted.
And finally, a breakthrough in medicine's final frontier, a technology that successfully crosses the blood-brain barrier, opening up previously untreatable diseases like Alzheimer's. Let's get started.
Troy, let's start with the biggest market in pharma right now, weight loss drugs. The news from Eli Lilly seems like a direct shot at their rival, Novo Nordisk.
It is. In their Attain 2 and Achieve trials, Lilly's once-daily oral GLP-1 drug, orforglipron, demonstrated superior efficacy over oral semaglutide, which is Novo Nordisk's drug. We saw up to 70...
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
For pharmaceutical manufacturers and the CDMOs that support them, this signals a massive shift. The demand will pivot from complex injectable biologics to high-volume oral small molecule synthesis. Companies geared up for that kind of production will win. We're also seeing new challenges. Kylera Therapeutics announced its oral drug, HRS-7535, achieved 9.8% weight loss in a phase 3 trial in China. Another Chinese firm, Gannon Li, showed its biweekly injection, bofanglutide, is also effective.
A biweekly shot? That's also a big convenience leap. So what should Western trading companies and distributors be paying attention to here?
Two things. First, market access. Orforglipron's stability at room temperature is a huge logistical advantage for global distribution. Second, sourcing. The rise of credible Chinese competitors like Kylera means trading companies need to be building relationships and due diligence frameworks now. These drugs could eventually seek FDA or EMA approval, creating new sourcing and partnership opportunities.
Okay, so what's the actionable insight for executives this week?
Executives in the pharma space need to stress test their supply chains for high-volume, cost-effective small molecule APIs. The competitive landscape is no longer just US versus Europe, it's global. You must have a strategy that accounts for new, highly effective drugs coming out of Asia.
Let's move to the technology powering this innovation, Troy. The investment in AI for drug discovery is staggering. What are the headline numbers?
The numbers are astronomical. According to Cure Ventures Tracker for 2026, Isomorphic Labs, which is an Alphabet subsidiary, just secured a massive $2.1 billion in its Series B round, and Alloy Therapeutics raised $40 million to hit a valuation over $1 billion, officially making it a unicorn.
$2.1 billion? That's not just venture capital. That's a strategic bet on an industry transformation. How is this money actually being used?
It's being used to shift AI from a data analysis tool to a creative engine. Amgen scientists framed it perfectly this week. AI is not a shortcut, it's an accelerator. And at Stanford's HAI Institute, researchers have gone a step further. They've created the first AI-generated genomic database and the first AI-generated viable genomes.
Wait, AI is creating functional genomes? What does that mean in practical terms?
It means AI is no longer just identifying patterns in existing biological data. It's designing entirely new, functional biological systems from the ground up to perform a specific task, like producing a certain protein. Moderna announced a similar move, launching an AI-driven platform to accelerate its new programs in cancer and autoimmune disease, including in vivo CAR-T therapies.
This sounds like a massive opportunity for tech companies. But what does it mean for U.S. and European manufacturers in the industrial heartland?
It means the nature of what you manufacture is about to change. AI can design molecules that are more complex or have novel structures. This will demand more advanced, flexible, and automated chemical synthesis platforms. It also creates a secondary market for the picks and shovels, high-performance computing, specialized chips, and cloud infrastructure.
And for trading companies and distributors, how do you trade an AI-designed molecule?
The product changes. It's less about distributing finished goods and more about deal-making and partnerships. Trading companies should be looking to license promising AI-discovered drug candidates from these new biotech startups. They are becoming the primary source of early-stage innovation.
So what's the bottom line for an executive listening right now?
You must have a clear AI strategy, and you must have it now. The question is no longer if AI will transform your R&D, but how you will integrate it. You need to decide whether to build in-house capacity, acquire an AI-native company, or form deep strategic partnerships. Sitting on the sidelines is no longer an option.
Troy, for our last segment, let's talk about a problem that has stumped medical science for decades: getting drugs into the brain. What's the big news this week?
The big news comes from Denali Therapeutics. Their CEO is giving the opening keynote at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference, highlighting their platform for crossing the blood-brain barrier, or BBB.
We hear about the blood-brain barrier all the time. Remind our audience why it's such a challenge.
The BBB is a highly selective membrane that protects the brain. It's designed to keep toxins out, but in doing so, it blocks more than 98% of potential drugs, especially large molecules like antibodies. This has made diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's incredibly difficult to treat.
So how is Denali solving this? Is it still theoretical?
Not at all. This is proven technology. In March 2026, the FDA granted accelerated approval for their drug Avalea for Hunter syndrome. It's the first biologic drug designed to cross the BBB for that disease. They use what they call a TV, or transport vehicle, technology, essentially an antibody that acts like a Trojan horse, binding to a receptor on the barrier and getting shuttled across, carrying a therapeutic payload with it. Now they're deploying the same platform for Alzheimer's with two new drugs, DNL628 and DNL921, which entered phase one trials this year.
This sounds like a platform that could unlock a whole new category of medicines. How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturing?
It creates a demand for highly specialized manufacturing capabilities. We're talking about producing complex biologics, engineered antibodies, and potentially nanoparticle-based delivery systems. Contract manufacturers with proven expertise in this area will command premium prices. It's a significant opportunity to move up the value chain.
And what about for trading and distribution companies?
These are not simple pills. They are high-value, temperature-sensitive biologics for life-threatening diseases. Distributors need to invest in validated cold chain logistics and specialized handling protocols. Building relationships with platform companies like Denali now could secure a pipeline of high-margin products for the next decade. The barrier to entry for distribution will be high.
So, what is the actionable insight for executives?
Focus on platform technologies. A breakthrough in drug delivery, like crossing the BBB, is often more valuable than a single drug. For pharma execs, look for opportunities to license this kind of technology to revitalize your own stalled neurology assets. For investors, these platforms represent a pipeline in a product, de-risking the R&D portfolio.
All right, Troy, it's been a packed week. Let's distill it down. What are the three key takeaways for our listeners?
First, the multi-billion-dollar GLP-1 market is rapidly evolving into an oral drug war. Eli Lilly has gained a significant advantage with orforglipron's superior data and logistical simplicity. But the key strategic threat is the emergence of highly competitive drugs from Chinese firms, which will reshape the global supply chain.
Second, the AI arms race in drug discovery is fully capitalized and is now moving from theory to practice. With Alphabet investing billions and Stanford generating viable genomes, AI is now a foundational creative engine. Companies without a sophisticated AI integration strategy are already falling behind.
And third, drug delivery is a critical battleground for innovation. Denali Therapeutics' success in crossing the blood-brain barrier is a landmark achievement, unlocking entire new therapeutic areas. This creates a powerful new demand for specialized manufacturing and logistics for complex biologics.
And what action should executives be considering right now?
I'd recommend three things. One, immediately reevaluate your small molecule manufacturing and API sourcing strategy in light of the GLP-1 oral drug boom. Two, finalize your AI plan.
Decide now if you're going to build, buy, or partner for these capabilities. And 3, assess your firm's readiness to manufacture or distribute complex next-generation biologics like those needed for CNS diseases. The future is complex, and it's arriving fast.
Powerful insights as always, Troy. The pace of change is relentless, and the strategic implications are huge for Western companies.
The key is to separate the signal from the noise and focus on the technologies that are creating tangible, market-moving value.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us again next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an update.
Thank you for listening.